This morning's reading is from the second prophecy to the Americas, chapter 27, on the birth of a new religion. God is bestowing upon all humankind the energy and force given to former prophets such as Zoroaster, Abraham, Moses, Krishna, Lao Tzu, Viracocha, Buddha, Jesus, and other holy men. It comes through the Sun of Righteousness from the safety and sanctuary of heaven, which no one can bend to their own will. This energy and force come from God directly through the source of all life on the planet, can transform people by extending strength of being, wisdom, and a new body. And it can link them to a higher world wherein dwell the spirits of former holy men and women. Those who receive of this energy are as one body with Christ, with the prophets, and with the Son of Righteousness, which is the body of God manifest in the world. By the establishment of this union, a new religion shall come into being first, and later, a new world. Never before in all the history of man has such a highly refined religion existed. It shall alter the conditions of the world in a strange and wondrous way, acting upon the rulers of the world as well as upon the common man and woman. Eventually, all of man's institutions shall be influenced by it, as will nations and their governments. The ancients and holy ones of former generations have acknowledged this new religion as one of light. It shall not be established by blood or the sword or by any act of violence. It is one of peace, love, and intelligence, understanding, and brotherhood, functioning in a workable manner. No former religion ever accomplished these ends, for those of ambition, greed, and power, exercising their own wills, have always sought to bend people by force and indoctrinate their offspring in such a way that they would follow blindly out of servitude of mind and body. Many religions have sought to conquer the world by these means, only to crumble in the end as people expanded their consciousness. This new religion shall not be of this order. The authority of this new religion comes from God the Father, through the Messianic Son, and the Messenger, who has founded an earthly order of men and women dedicated to the dissemination of this religion of light. And it is with the consent of all the former prophets of God that this new religion is established. This being true, the new is part of the old, the two being the whole. This new religion shall be overseen by men and women forming a new ministry. They shall be the beginning of a new species of man destined to displace the old. By means of their highly developed consciousness, which shall be as that of holy men and women and the prophets of God, they shall be as inspired men and women devoted to a higher understanding of existence. These evolved people can in no way bind themselves to the old laws and teachings of former generations of men and women who were less enlightened. For this reason, this new religion must have its own independent existence, free from ancient traditions which are no longer valid in a changing world. The new religion is representative of new laws and ordinances instituted of God, which are in harmony with the cosmic Sun of Righteousness, which even now radiates a new order of things in the world. It is good that holy men and women of the old world religions unify themselves into this new world religion. If they fail to do so, they deny themselves and turn their faces from God's will and his blessings. I am the child of light, come to announce this new religion for the world. Its birth and origin is in the Sun of Righteousness, come to regenerate humankind through its benevolent rays as a fulfillment to all former religions. Those who receive these rays as a nourishment shall be unified with God in a way never before possible. As I give of my energy to you and the community, give unto others of your energy, so that they may be strengthened and renewed. For no one grows of their own accord without nourishment from an outside source. As the apostles were renewed by the energy and force of Jesus, who in turn was renewed by the energy and force of God the Father, the community shall be renewed by the energy and force of the Sun of Righteousness, and by all the holy ones sending forth their energy and force to humankind for the establishment of a new and higher religion for the entire world. And we will now have the blessings.